everybody's talking about the root causes. Well, if you think about root causes and you pair it up what that really means, that means you got to get to the very bottom of the situation.
Darris Ross founded the Ross Foundation in 2014. He works to improve youth and community outcomes through his grassroots-based nonprofit.
If you think about the definition of grassroots, roots represents the people who is at the bottom, who's under the ground, who's not seen, who's forgotten.
The Ross Foundation has about 60 staff and volunteers. That level of resources allows them to go door-to-door to meet people's needs. The organization recently added housing to its services, working to protect tenants' rights and identify people in need of rental assistance. But sustainability and the ability to raise more money, that's difficult.
When you don't get those dollars allocated to those populations as in need the most, then you wonder why you see an increase in mental illnesses. You wonder why you see we're on record to breaking the homicide record. You see why domestic violence has went up even more.
When I first talked to Ross in June, as protests for social justice filled the streets of Indianapolis, the homicide numbers were high. Today, we've soared past the record, and there's an 80% increase in domestic violence deaths. On a warm afternoon this past July, the Marion County Juvenile Courts and the city's Office of Public Health and Safety joined grassroots organizations in an event to link residents to food and other services. A line of cars snaked around Martin University on the city's east side. Trunks are loaded with food. Tents are set up to provide service information. Lashana Triplett was at the event. She's the co-president of Makita Level Trip Mentoring Outreach. Her nonprofit aims to reduce violence, and it reaches hundreds of Indianapolis justice-involved youth through trauma-informed programs.
So we help them navigate through those emotions, learning that anger and frustration is a natural emotion, but let's filter it the appropriate way.
The group focuses on alternative education for teens that have been suspended or expelled. Pre-pandemic, they worked in small groups, in person, to build skills, resilience, and education.
So that relationship building is very important. And them having a safe, stable place to come to is very important.
But she says available grant funds aren't always enough to sustain operations. Local grassroots nonprofits often find themselves in a double catch-22. It takes money to make money. Because more people on staff can raise more money, but you need funds to have a bigger staff. And you need money to do more, which improves success so you can get more money. Triplett's husband, Fletcher Triplett, runs the nonprofit with her. From his perspective, this creates conflict in the grassroots game. Some groups find themselves pitted against each other for funding, and when one group succeeds, others can feel resentment.
People are not coming together, and instead of coming together, they're competing with each other and trying to tear each other down instead of building it up.
Many larger nonprofits working on these quality of life root issues started small themselves. It's taken decades to grow. The Indianapolis Urban League was founded in 1965. This year, it received a $100 million grant from the Lilly Endowment to create the African American Quality of Life Renewal Initiative. While the money is not set aside specifically for violence reduction efforts, the funds will address many root causes. President of the Indianapolis Urban League, Tony Mason, says $100 million may seem like a lot of money, but it won't be enough.
Ultimately, we're talking about billions and billions of dollars worth of issues and challenges that plague the African-American community. And the reality of it is the very issues that impact African-Americans are also the issues that impact poor people all across this city.
The Quality of Life Initiative will eventually distribute grants to grassroots nonprofits whose work aligns with its program. For WFYI, I'm Jill Sheridan.